Hello?
Hello, Jughead. This is Archie. Come over right away. It's a matter of life or death.
Oh, relax, Archie. Relax.
Yes, here he is again, the youngster millions of readers of Archie Comics magazine know and love so well. Archie Andrews and all his gang. And now for our weekly visit to Riverdale. It's early Sunday afternoon. As we look in on the Andrews home, we find Mr. Andrews standing in the front hallway, and judging by the way he's all dressed up in his Sunday best, the Andrews are about to go someplace.
Mary, are you ready?
Yes, dear, I'm all set. Are you?
Yes, dear. I've been waiting here already for 5 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry I kept you waiting, dear. And Fred?
Yes, dear?
I think eating our Sunday dinner out is a wonderful idea.
Oh, it's nothing, Mary, nothing. You're certainly entitled to one day off after cooking and washing dishes all week.
Yes, dear, but I still appreciate your suggesting.
Well, it's quite all right, dear. I'm glad to do it for you. But come on, let's go. I'm starved.
Yes, dear, I'm... Oh, dear, I almost forgot.
Forgot? Forgot what?
Where's Archie?
Why, he's... Oh, good grief. Well, where is he?
I thought he was waiting down here with you.
Yeah, well, he isn't. Archie! Archie!
Yes, Dad?
Where the dickens are you?
In the bathroom, combing my hair.
Oh, all right. Archie! Your mother and I are ready to go out. Would you mind hurrying? I'm hungry.
She was sure, Dad. Be right there.
All right. Well, you know, that boy is the slowest boy I've... Oh, fine.
Well, now, who can that be? Hello? Yes? Who's this? Uncle Joe.
What?
Well, Uncle Joe, how are you?
Oh, fine. What does he want?
And how's Margaret? Good. And the twins? Good. Oh, I'm just fine, Uncle Joe. Yes, Fred's fine, too. Yes, Archie's fine, too.
Glad we got that settled.
But what's new, Uncle Joe? We haven't seen you since you had dinner here a year ago. What? What? You are? The whole family? Why, yes. Yes, by all means. Of course. Yes. All right, Uncle Joe. Goodbye, Uncle Joe.
Now, whatever made that old chiseler call now of all time?
Fred, he said it's been so long since they've been here.
Seems like yesterday.
That he's bringing the family over for a visit.
Good. The less I see of them, the what? Bringing them here?
Here, yes.
Wait, now? This afternoon?
Yes, they're leaving right away.
Oh, good grief. Mary. Well, Mary, maybe if we hurry, we can get downtown to the restaurant, get our dinner, and be back before they get here.
But Fred, we can't. They're coming here for dinner.
Yes, I know. That's why we... Well, here for dinner... Uncle Joe and Aunt Margaret are having dinner here.
Of course. You can't let them sit here all Sunday afternoon without offering them dinner.
Oh, no, Mary. Why didn't you tell them we were going out for dinner?
I couldn't, Fred. He told me they were all coming over, and that's all there was to it.
Oh, good grief. Mary,
well,
I
said...
Yes, Archie.
Let's
Mary,
go.
Mary,
well, I... sure am hungry.
Archie, I'm trying to talk to your mother. Do you mind?
She was no, Dad, but I thought you were in a hurry to go out for dinner.
Archie, I was in a hurry, but it now seems that we're having your Uncle Joe for dinner.
Gee whiz, who can eat him?
Archie, we are not going to eat him. We are going to entertain him.
You mean he's coming here?
Yes, with Aunt Margaret and the twins.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Mary, isn't there any way we can get out of this?
Fred, not now. You can't insult relatives like that.
Well, what are you going to feed them? You haven't got a thing ready.
I know, dear, I know. But I guess I can get something ready. I can make some vegetable soup, and luckily I have a good-sized steak in the icebox.
But Uncle Joe eats like a wolf that's just come off an 18-day diet.
Well, don't worry. I'll make a lot of potatoes, and... Oh, dear.
What's the matter?
I just remembered. Last night at supper, I noticed we have only 3 or 4 potatoes left.
Oh, fine. That'll be enough for Uncle Joe. Well, what's everybody else going to eat?
Oh, Fred, Uncle Joe doesn't eat that much. But we do need some more potatoes. Archie, you run over to Jughead's house and borrow some potatoes.
But, Mom, I wanted to eat out. I'm starved now, and
Archie,
I don't want to run...
Archie, we are not having dinner out, so you might as well get used to the idea.
Oh.
Unexpected company is unexpected company. Now, run over to Jughead's house and borrow some potatoes. We'll eat as soon as Uncle Joe and Aunt Margaret get here.
She was okay, Mom.
But I don't know how people have the nerve to invite themselves places like that.
Now, Fred, we have no time to spare, so I want you to help me.
Oh, now, don't worry, dear. Just tell me what you want me to do.
Well, we better get the dinner started right away. You go get the steak out of the icebox, right. And I'll get the vegetables. Oh, dear.
Now what?
Look what I just found in the cupboard. A 5-pound bag of potatoes.
Good. That's just what we need. Potatoes. Oh, no, Mary.
Uh-huh.
But we just sent Archie over to Jughead's house to borrow some potatoes.
I know, dear. Maybe you can still catch him.
No, not a chance. He's halfway over to Jughead's house by now.
Oh, well, we certainly are off to a bad start.
Oh, now, don't worry, dear. I'm here to help you. And when Archie gets back, he'll help, too.
Yes, dear, I know. That's what I'm worried about.
Just when I was expecting to have a fancy dinner in a restaurant, we got to get company. And I got to go borrowing potatoes. Fine thing. And I sure hope Jughead has some he can lend us. I don't want
to... Hi, Archie. What are you doing here?
Oh, hiya, Jughead. I came over to ask a very important favor. Can you lend me some potatoes?
Huh?
Potatoes, Jug. We're having some unexpected company for dinner, and Mom needs some potatoes. Has your mother got any that she can spare?
Gee, I don't know.
Well, ask her.
I can't.
Why not?
She isn't home.
Isn't home? On a Sunday afternoon? Jug, what are you going to do for dinner?
Oh, we had dinner half an hour ago. Then my mother and father went to Newton Center to visit my aunt, but I stayed home.
Oh, I see. Well, do you know if your mother has any potatoes that she could spare?
Sure she has. Come on in.
Oh, gee whiz, that's swell.
Oh, we always have lots of potatoes around the house. If there's one thing we like in this house, it's potatoes. Yes, sir, that's our favorite dish, potatoes. Yes, sir, I can give you all the potatoes you want. Only one thing.
Yes?
I don't know where they are.
Don't know where they are. Jughead, do you mean to say you don't know where your mother keeps the potatoes?
No. Do you know where your mother keeps the potatoes?
Why, of course I do. Sure I do. Certainly I do. Right in the... Come to think of it, I don't know.
See, I told you. Hey, I know where they must be.
Where?
The same place my mother keeps all the vegetables.
Where's that?
In the vegetable compartment in the refrigerator.
Gee, maybe you're right.
Sure, that's just where they are. Now, let me see. Oranges, lemons, garlic, apples, pears, lettuce, cabbage, spinach.
Jug, never mind the menu. Just find the potatoes.
I'm looking. Cauliflower, watercress, celery, parsley, tomatoes. Gee whiz. No potatoes.
Oh, fine. Jug, you mean to say your mother keeps half a vegetable store in there and no potatoes?
It looks like it. Hey, I know just where they are.
Where?
In the pantry.
The pantry? Oh, gee, well, sure. I bet that's where they are.
Sure, that's where everybody keeps potatoes.
Sure, potatoes don't need to be kept in a refrigerator.
Sure. Now, let's see now. Coffee, tea, sugar, salt, pepper, gelatin, soup, cereal, cinnamon, cocoa, coconut, maple syrup, chocolate syrup.
Potatoes, Jug, potatoes.
I'm looking. Chocolate pudding, salmon, tuna fish, sardines, herring, shortening, yeast, olives, cherries, and nuts. Gee whiz. No potatoes.
Oh, fine. Jughead, do you mean to say in that young grocery store you got in there isn't a single potato?
Not even a potato chip?
Oh, great. Jughead, I gotta
get some... Hey, I know.
Huh?
I bet the potatoes are down in the basement.
The basement?
Sure. Lots of time, Mom has the delivery boy leave the heavy stuff down the basement because we don't have enough room up here. Sometimes he buys potatoes in a 50-pound bag.
50 pounds?
Yeah.
Gee whiz, Jug, you ought to be able to spare a pound or two if your mom buys 50 pounds of potatoes at one time.
Sure. Now, let's see. Soda bottles, ash cans, tin cans, old magazines, newspapers, charcoal, laundry baskets, soap, bleach, starch.
Jug, I'm in a hurry.
Archie, I'm looking. Clothespins, washboards, club bucket, cold double screen, hammock, lawnmower, grassy, paint, and roller skates.
No potatoes. Yes, Jug, I could tell.
I bet I know where they are.
Where?
On the back porch.
The back porch?
Sure. Mom keeps lots of stuff out on the back porch, especially in the wintertime. I'm sure that's just...
Jughead!
Huh?
Jug, if it's all the same to you, I think I'll just run over to Betty's house and borrow some potatoes from her. Something tells me it'll save time.
Here's the steak, dear. Shall I put it on the broiler?
No, not till I season it, Fred. You start cutting up those string beans and hand me that onion and the knife, please.
Oh, all right. Here we are.
Thank you. I wish Archie would get back here.
Oh, he'll be back any minute, dear.
I hope so. We don't have any time to spare. Uncle Joe will probably be here before we're ready.
Oh, now, Mary, take it easy. Don't get so upset.
Upset? Who's upset?
Well, you are. You sound like you're going to burst out into tears any moment.
Oh, Fred, don't be silly. It's the onions.
Well, now, you shouldn't worry about the onions. You mean that's what's making you cry?
Of course, onions always do that.
Oh, fine. And here I thought you were clear.
Oh, dear. Fred, can that be Uncle Joe already?
I don't know.
I better go see. Fred, you finish cutting that onion, huh?
All right, yeah, I will.
Oh, never know my day. See that thing like this.
Hello.
Oh, for pity's sake, Jughead. What are you doing here?
She was. Are you crying, Mrs. Andrews?
Yes, Jughead. But
did you have an argument with Miss Andrews or something?
No,
did
Jughead.
Did he beat you?
Jughead.
Why, the beat? Jughead. Striking a boy, the principal, Jughead.
Don't
cry, Mrs. Andrews. Everything will be all right.
Jughead.
Here's my handkerchief.
Jughead,
I won't let him hit you anymore.
Jughead. Mr. Andrews did not hit me.
Mary, who was that at the door?
Oh, I get it now. You hit him.
Yes, Jughead,
I did not.
You deserve what?
You can't.
Who's the cat?
You should be ashamed
Jughead.
Of yourself.
Jughead, will you please listen for just 1 second? Nobody hit anybody, and nobody is fighting with anybody. Mr. Andrews and I are crying because we're peeling onions.
Peeling onions?
And peeling onions. Look, I mean... peeling onions.
Gee whiz, is that all? I thought you were fighting.
Well, we're sorry to disappoint you, Jughead, but we were not.
Jughead, what are you doing here anyway?
Well, Archie was over at my house a few minutes ago for potatoes, and I couldn't find any. But after he left, I found them, so I brought them over in this bag.
Oh, fine. Well, Jughead, as long as you're here, we'll put you to work.
Okay, Mrs. Andrews.
I'm awful sorry about thinking you and Miss Andrews are fighting. Now, Jughead, that's quite all right. I know you must feel embarrassed, but there's nothing to start crying about.
Oh, I'm not crying, Mrs. Andrews. Those onions, Miss Andrews, are still holding.
Gee whiz, I sure hope Betty can lend me some potatoes. That Jughead looked all over the house and then couldn't find a single...
Why, Archie, hello.
Hello, Betty. I came over to ask a favor.
Oh, of course, Archie, but you know I'm awfully glad to see you.
You are?
Uh-huh, I certainly am.
Why?
Well, my mother just started making dinner.
Yes?
And we're having a wonderful dinner. Shrimp cocktail first with ketchup. Do you like shrimps with ketchup or lemon?
Ketchup, but Betty,
why... Oh, I do, too. And then we're having soup, beef bouillon. Do you like beef bouillon?
Oh, yes, Betty, but I'm in a little hurry now, and
after that, we're having roast beef. Mmm, I love roast beef.
Yeah, me too,
and
but...
And my mother makes the best roast beef in the world.
Yes, Betty, but would you get to
and then for dessert, guess what?
Oh, I give up.
Homemade apple pie with ice cream. Oh, isn't that dreamy?
Yes, Betty, very dreamy. And that sounds like a very fine dinner. But would you mind telling me why you're so glad to see me so I can tell you why I came over here in the first place?
Oh, of course, Archie. I was just getting to that. The reason I'm glad to see you is that I was just talking about you.
You were?
Uh-huh. You see, my mother just ran out of potatoes, and she wanted me to go over to your house to borrow some. Archie, did I say something wrong? Now we have everything on the stove.
Yes, yes. Now, you see, we'll be ready in no time.
Well, we're still a long way from ready, dear, but so far, so good. Now, I want you and Jughead to stay right here and watch things while I go out and set the table.
All right, dear. That's easy.
Yeah, easy as pie.
Now, remember, the soup's in the pressure cooker, and the steak's in the oven, and the potatoes are in that pot, and these are the string beans, right?
Yes. Yes, dear, I know.
Now, be sure nothing boils over or burns.
Don't worry, dear. We'll watch it. You just go right ahead and set the table.
All right, and if Archie ever gets back here, send him off to help me.
Yes, dear, I will. Well, Jughead, we might just as well sit down. We can watch this just as well sitting down as standing. Now what?
Fred, and maybe Uncle Joe, can you answer the door?
All right, Harry, I will. Jughead, you keep an eye on things here.
Okay, Miss Andrews.
And for goodness sake, Jughead, don't let anything burn.
I won't, Miss Andrews. It was the way Mr. Andrews talked, you'd think I was dumb. Maybe I am. Well, I'll show him I can watch a few things cooking on a stove. Hair of gold, eyes of blue, lips like cherry wine. The prettiest gal I ever knew, I'm gonna make her mine. Oh, hair of gold, eyes of blue, lips like cherry wine. Prettiest gal I ever knew, I'm gonna... What's that noise? See the soup in the pressure cooker? Well, maybe it's supposed to make that noise. Hair of gold, eyes of blue, lips like cherry wine. Prettiest gal I ever knew, and I'm going to make... I never heard one make that much noise before. Maybe it needs more water. I'll open it and see. Just lift this gadget here. I'll turn the pot cover this way. Oh, boy, it exploded. Soaking all over the ceiling. I'll watch it.
Betty, I don't know what we're going to do with all these potatoes, but we certainly can use your help.
Oh, I'll be glad to help, Mr. Andrews.
Yeah, good. That's funny.
What's funny?
Can it possibly be raining in here?
Raining?
Yeah, I just felt a few drops on my neck. Oh, good grief. Look, it is raining. Look at that ceiling.
Oh, but Mr. Andrews, it can't be raining. The sun's shining outside.
Then something's leaking upstairs. That ceiling is sopping wet.
Mr. Andrews.
We've broken the water pipe.
Mr. Andrews.
The bathroom must be flooded.
Mr. Andrews.
The whole ceiling may come down.
Mr. Andrews, I think it's soup.
Of course it is. That's what I've been saying. It's soup.
Betty,
what soup?
That stuff dripping off the ceiling.
Now, Betty, how would soup get on a ceiling? And well, what do you know? It is soup.
Golly, vegetable soup.
Yum. But who ever heard of a ceiling leaking soup?
How could you ever do anything as stupid as opening a pressure cooker while it was steaming?
I didn't know, Mrs. Andrews. Oh.
Pressure cooker? Mary, did you say pressure cooker?
Yes, I said pressure cooker. Jughead exploded the soup all over the place.
Oh, so that's how the soup got on the ceiling. Well, and all the time I thought we busted the water pipe.
Fred, I don't think...
But it was soup.
Fred,
the funniest thing I ever heard of. Soup all over the ceiling.
Fred, the soup was all over the ceiling. It's now all over your best suit.
Yes, I know. And who ever heard of getting soup all over your... My best suit? Oh, no. Oh, Mary, just look at this suit.
Oh, don't worry, Mr. Andrews. On you, it looks good.
Drughead, you...
Fred, put that pressure cooker down.
Boy, if I don't find some potatoes quick, Dad's going to boil me instead. I sure hope Veronica's got some. I never knew it could be so hard to borrow a few measly potatoes. Just a few
measly... Why, Archie, hello. Hi, y'all, Archikins. Awful nice to see you all, Archie. Dear.
Gee, it's nice to see you too, Veronica. But, Veronica, there's something I have to ask you.
Oh, really?
And, well, I don't know exactly how to say it.
Well, maybe I can help you ask me.
Huh?
First come in, Archie, and close the door.
But what's that got to do with what
You'll
I want...
see. Now, put your arms around me.
But, Veronica,
I just don't want you to be bashful. Now, go ahead. Put your arms around me.
Well, okay.
Now, hold me tight.
Well,
okay. And look me in the eyes.
Okay.
Now, just what did you want to ask me?
Well, do you... That is, would you...
Go ahead, Archie. What do you want?
Potatoes.
What?
Yes, potatoes. A pound of potatoes.
Is that what you want to ask me for?
Uh-huh. Well, my Uncle Joe's coming to dinner, and he eats so much, we need more potatoes.
Archie Andrews, it so happens we have a barrel of potatoes.
Big ones, small ones, and medium-sized ones.
But I wouldn't give you a potato if you hadn't eaten for a week.
Good, I haven't... Huh? Gee whiz, now what did I say?
Now, Fred, there's no point fretting and fuming about that soup. It was an accident, and accidents will happen.
Yes, dear, I know, but why do they all have to happen to me? That's what I want to know. Why do
Fred,
they?
For the last time, forget it. We don't have time to argue with Jughead now. No. Uncle Joe and Aunt Margaret will be here any minute, and I don't have the table set yet. So for pity's sake, go upstairs and change your suit before they get here.
Oh, me, all right, dear, all right. I'll go change my suit. But after this is over, I want to have a long talk with that Jughead.
Oh, pay no attention, Mr. Andrews, children. He'll forget all about it in no time.
I hope so.
But golly, Mrs. Andrews, what about the ceiling? It's still all covered with soup.
Oh, Betty, we don't have time to worry about the ceiling now. It stopped dripping, and that's all that matters. Now, I want to finish setting the table, so will you and Jughead please watch these things on the stove?
Oh, sure, Mrs. Andrews, we will.
All right, those string beans should be about done now, and you can take them off the flame, but leave them in the pot so they'll stay warm.
Oh, all right, Mrs. Andrews.
And Jughead, try not to explode anything else.
Yes, Mrs. Andrews.
Ouch, this pot is hot. Hand me that kitchen towel, Jug.
Oh, here.
Thanks, I'll just move this pot of string beans over here. There we are.
Now, oh, Mom, I didn't get any...
Well, gee whiz, Betty and Jughead.
Hello, Archie.
Hi.
What are you two doing here?
Well, after you left, I found some potatoes, so I brought them over.
Me too.
Oh, great. You mean I've been running all over town for potatoes and you had some here all the time?
Uh-huh.
Oh, fine. But where's Mom and Dad?
Well, your father had to go change his suit and your mother's setting the table in the dining room.
Well, I'm glad everything's under control anyway. I... Gee whiz.
What's the matter?
What smells?
I don't smell anything.
Quit looking at me.
Jughead, I'm not looking at you, but I tell you, something smells funny. Like something burning.
But, Archie, nothing's burning. Your mother just looked at the steak and the potatoes and... Oh, golly, the towel!
Gee whiz, it is burning.
Oh, boy.
Oh, one corner of the towel is on fire.
Gee whiz, Jug, quick. Grab the towel and throw it in the sink.
I'll burn my hand.
No, you won't. Throw it right across the room.
Okay, look out. There.
Attaboy, Jughead. Oh, boy. Jughead landed on the curtain.
Golly.
Gee whiz, I missed the sink.
Oh, boy, the curtains are burning, too.
Quick, throw some water on them.
How? You can't get near the sink.
Oh, golly.
Gee whiz, what will we do?
Archie, the Venetian blinds are going to catch on fire.
Oh, boy, Jug, quick. Jug, go out the back door there and get the garden hose. Jug, quick. I was washing the car with it this morning. Get it.
Okay, I'll...
Hurry up, Jug.
Oh, golly.
Calm down, Betty, calm down. Jug will have the hose in a second.
Goodness, what's going on here?
Veronica, what are you doing here?
I came over to apologize for losing my temper. Gee, but who started that fire?
Never mind, Veronica, but you better not stand near that door because Jug's liable
to...
Stand back,
everyone! Stand back!
Oh, Jughead, Jones are getting me all wet!
Stand back, everyone! Stand back!
Jug, put it on the fire!
You're getting me all wet!
Out of my way, everyone! Out of my way!
Jug, turn it around!
Oh, how'd that fire start?
Jug, put the hose on the fire!
What's going on here anyway? Now! I'm getting all wet!
Jughead, turn the hose the other way!
Jughead, please! Veronica, I... Mary, don't! But Betty, will you... Look! Mary! Veronica! Jughead, look! Are you quiet?
That's better. Now listen to me, all of you. This nonsense has gone far enough. Too far, in fact.
Yes, Mr. Andrews.
Yes, dear.
Yes, Dad. Uh-huh.
Now, that fire is out. So, Jughead, get that hose that tickens out of here before we float away.
Okay, Mr. Andrews, okay.
Oh, all right. Now, I have never in all my days seen such goings on. Just because we happen to get a phone call that we're getting some unexpected company for dinner, what happens? Everybody gets all excited. Everybody starts running around, exploding soup on the ceiling, starting fires, bringing in garden hoses, and generally acting like...
The water's turned off.
Like the water's turned off. But no! Oh, Jughead, be quiet.
Gee whiz, what did I say?
Too much. Now, listen to me. If you girls are too wet to go home that way, go upstairs, borrow some dry clothes in Mrs. Andrews' closet, and then go home. Because we are expecting company any minute. And I still intend to sit down to a peaceful dinner, even if we don't have any soup, even if the kitchen is all wet, and even if the curtains are burned.
Yes, Miss Andrews.
And Jughead, the same goes for you.
Yes, Mr. Andrews.
All right. Now, Archie, get a mop and get... Oh, good grief. That's probably Uncle Joe and Aunt Margaret now.
Oh, dear. Fred, what'll we do?
Now, Mary, there's nothing to get excited about. They'll understand that we had a little accident. Besides, all they have to do is wait in the living room a few minutes until we get the kitchen cleaned up. Then we can have dinner just as if nothing had happened.
Sure, Mom.
All right, dear.
Now, try smiling, you two. Quit looking like the world had come to an end.
Yes, dear.
Well, hello there, folks.
Well, Uncle Joe and Aunt Margaret. How are you folks? Well, sir, you got here right in time for dinner.
Dinner? Did you say dinner?
Yes, sir, a steak dinner and all that.
But, Fred, there must be some mistake. We had just finished dinner when I called you.
Just finished it? You mean...
We'll return to Archie and the Andrews family in just a moment. Meanwhile, a word to you parents. It's a proud day for moms and dads when their children graduate from college. College. Imagine. Some parents may be pardoned for being proud of themselves as well as of their children. And I mean the mothers and fathers who 10 or so years ago were wondering how in the world they'd ever get the money together for college tuition. And the point is, they did it with the help of government bonds. Today we call them savings bonds. Yes, sir, 4 for every 3 you put in only 10 years. Savings bonds. As fine a way to save these days as it ever was. The way to buy them and buy them regularly is through the payroll savings plan where you work. This is an automatic, sure plan for saving in savings bonds. Just a little every payday, and in only 10 years, you too may be the proud parents of a college graduate. Give it some thought, good people. Then you'll find many a good reason why you too should join the payroll savings plan. Now, back to the Andrews. It's later that day. Uncle Joe and Aunt Margaret and the twins have come and gone, and peace and quiet have finally returned to the Andrews home.
Oh, Mary, I have never seen such a day as this.
Oh, neither have I, dear.
Oh, me too.
Fine.
I'll get it.
Gee, I still can't understand how it all happened.
Neither can I, Archie. But it's over and done with, so let's just forget the whole thing. The less I hear about Sunday dinner, the better I'll like it.
Me too. I've heard
just... Oh, dear.
Mary, what now?
Fred, that was Prunella Jenkins.
Well, what did she want?
She wanted to know why we never showed up for dinner. She invited us over to her house, and I forgot all about it.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
You've been listening to another chapter of The Adventures of Archie Andrews, written by Carl Jampel and based on the copyrighted feature appearing in Archie Comics magazine. Archie was played by Bob Hastings, Jughead by Harlan Stone. Mom and Dad Andrews are played by Alice Sherman and Arthur Cole. Veronica and Betty by Rosemary Rice and Yvonne Mann. This program is produced and directed by Kenneth McGregor. Listen next Saturday for more of The Merry Adventures of Archie Andrews. This is Bob Sherry wishing you all a very pleasant weekend. So long. Or Meet the Minutes will be heard immediately over most of these stations.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.